The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Cher Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hey, all right. Yo. This here podcast is sponsored by The Closet Niche. That's right, Cubby. Cubby's over there.
Oh, man.
Wincing in the background. Like, whoa. Closet Niche. It seemed to me like you would be the perfect person that would need The Closet Niche, Cubby.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go in and they build these things into your closets, organize it, and, you know, these compartments. And if you want the mirror to fold back against the wall and then come out and come like this so you can look in it and then fold it back away. It's just really cool how they can do things to make your closets more organized and your pantries and garage, office, any of that kind of stuff that you need. Laundry rooms that you need organized, the kind of stuff that you see on TV and movies and all, and you look at it and go, well, isn't that neat? I wish I had that. Well, you know what? You know what, brothers and sisters? You can have it. You can have it at the best price guarantee from The Closet Niche. Lifetime warranty on their products. Now, the turnaround time is 2 to 3 weeks, opposed to other places that would be 3 to 6 months. So they get on it, they get the job done. Sometimes they can do it, you know, depends on what you have need to have done. They can do it in a day. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah. Well, that desk they're building for us, The Closet Niche is doing a desk for us here in the studios that normally would take about 4 or 5 months, and hopefully it'll all be here next week. I mean, the desk will be here next week. Hopefully, we'll have our part done next week.
Yeah. We got a preparation for that.
We know the desk is coming. It's kind of up to us.
So, if you want to organize your life, and this would be a great gift to give someone, but you got to be careful. Like, Ace, if you gave this to your wife and said, you know, I know I've griped about your closet being a mess so long and everything, so here's Closet Niche. You can do it. It may need to, you know, slide it in a little bit. A little bit more gently.
Like what? Oh, look what I found.
Oh,
on
yeah.
The floor, a plan from a 3D design from The Closet Niche about what your closet could look like.
Yeah. Let's do that now that you're pregnant. This is my push present to you. Go to hstj.com/closet. hstj.com/closet for The Closet Niche. Our friend Cubby is here. He just asked Ace if he was going to gain weight. During, you know, he was going to gain some pregnancy weight with his young wife.
I really learned that lesson the first pregnancy when my ex-wife was pregnant with Peyton. I wasn't in great shape to begin with, but then I gained a lot of weight because, you know, how your taste buds change on. For example, I remember two particular evenings. One time she was craving spaghetti. She cooked spaghetti. I ate my spaghetti. And then she had about two bites and was like, ugh, it's just, the taste is not working for me. And it was delicious. So I was like, well, I don't want to waste, I'll eat it. So I just ate two plates of spaghetti and then went to bed. Or another time it was hamburgers. She was craving a hamburger. Then after about three bites, she was like, well, the taste is weird. There's nothing wrong with the taste. It was just weird, those, you know, pregnancy taste buds change kind of thing. So I would eat. You know, I probably had two hamburgers and then had, you know, the half that she had and the fries or whatever. So that's, and then I saw a picture of myself while she was pregnant and went, oh my God, look at my face. Like, is that my face?
You were roly poly?
You couldn't see my eyes. I was so fat. At this moment, swear to God, here, in 2017, when Amanda and I met, I weighed 211. Lean, fast on my feet, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. that's an exaggeration. Today I weighed 223, let's to be fair. Then I weighed 254.
Wow.
And it wasn't that, oh, I wasn't like a big in shape 254. I was a big old roly-poly 254. But luckily, that's when TJ had just started at this gym. And he said, you just come up here and they'll put you on a plan, show you how to lose weight. And that's when I started working out.
I love how you were like, my face was so fat, you couldn't even see my eyes.
It looked like I was smiling, and you just saw, because I have cheeks. Fat cheeks to begin with. Fat cheeks, and it looked like I had forehead fat that was hanging over, and my eyes were just two little slits right there. You could see just big old fat cheeks and forehead.
So no?
No what?
You're not going to gain the pregnancy weight?
I'm trying not to. No, sorry. Is that what we started on?
As he grabs the popcorn.
The popcorn ain't hurting nobody. Y'all leave that popcorn all morning.
It's that caramel popcorn, too. That's probably the worst one.
I know. I bet it is.
That's a good one. Riggins, whose spaghetti did I eat?
Whose spaghetti
did he say he ate his ex-wife's spaghetti.
You ate your mom's spaghetti?
I ate mom's spaghetti. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you threw it all up.
Mm-hmm. You got vomit on my sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
Detroit spaghetti.
Yum.
Yum.
Yeah. Detroit spaghetti.
Sounds like a sex thing.
Uh-huh. Hey, he gave her the old Detroit spaghetti.
Yeah. Mamma mia.
But I bet you'll put on a few pounds, though, Ace.
I hope not.
Yeah. Because... if you don't, you're going to make her feel bad.
Yeah, you know she's going to make you.
Yeah, she's going to be like, huh.
You better get fat so I don't feel bad.
She's very concerned about it. And I keep saying, hey, it's not fat. Like you're
growing a baby.
You're pregnant. It's not the same thing, you know?
I mean, if you can tell they're pregnant from behind, there's a problem. You're supposed to be. They're supposed to look the same from behind. Like, if you're walking behind them, you shouldn't be able to tell they're pregnant. Yeah.
Good point.
They should look the same.
Be sure and take that right home today.
Yeah,
tell her that.
And if you're a husband your wife is newly pregnant or y'all are talking about having a baby, make sure you throw that little tidbit in there just to let her know that you're with her.
Just if she says, support. Yep. Can you tell I'm pregnant? Oh, turn around. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I can. Yeah,
you can.
Yeah, I can tell.
I can tell.
Not good.
You're pregnant in the front and you're pregnant in the back.
Not good. You should just look like you've got a middle school basketball in your shirt. That's it.
Shut up.
Slightly smaller.
A kickball.
A middle school basketball in your shirt.
Mm-hmm. You look like you got basketballs in your ass. Not good. They love that kind of humor.
Oh, is that what that is? That's humor? Okay, I didn't realize.
Like when I told my wife the other day, you couldn't even tell hardly that you were pregnant from behind with the first one. But that second one, whoo, man.
Blew you up.
Yeah, we could have sold ad space on her ass.
That's right.
Looked like a billboard.
That's interesting. Kim Kardashian said she can tell when somebody has a boy or a girl because the girl takes all the beauty from the mom. So if you look uglier, that means you're having a girl.
That's so dumb.
That's dumb.
You know.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't know. She knew instantly.
She always girl, you're looking pregnant ugly. From the back. Now, if you're sarcastically challenged and you're a guy listening to this, don't really say that.
Please don't.
I'm just being ridiculous. Am I trolling?
Yeah.
That's what you call that?
Yeah, you've been trolling for a long time.
We used to call it aggravating or picking. Yeah. Now it's called trolling.
If it's online, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is technically online.
It is.
Because we're on the YouTubes and on the Spotify's. Ooh, I'm Spotifying.
Ew. You're so.
What did I say?
You're so weird, dude.
She was Spotifying.
Stop.
Why don't you like that, Alexis?
Just don't like
it. Yeah, Alexis. Probably. Why don't you like that, Alexis?
Yeah. No, like I didn't say it like
a bunch
like
of Ace creeps in here.
Your loud, creepy-ass voice coming from the other room.
Yeah, you know what? I'm still getting used to wearing pants every day. They just got a little tighter.
Oh, God. You're so gross.
It is weird seeing him in pants now. Mm-hmm. He's wearing them today.
Especially athletic pants.
Yeah, it was weird enough today when he walked in. I said, oh, we back to pants today.
Was he wearing a short yesterday?
Yeah. No, I wore pants yesterday, but the day TJ was gone, I wore shorts.
Okay. Yeah, but today's going to be cold.
Hot
yeah.
pocket shorts?
Yeah, I wish.
Well, good for you, Rob.
It's Rob 2.0.
Running around here in pants.
I'm still cold today, though. I don't know.
Oh, just because you're getting skinny. Blood's thinning out.
Well, I'm about to put this weight back on then. This sucks.
Let's get started.
That's like when actors have to gain weight for movies and all. It just sounds so awesome.
I know, like you can eat whatever you want.
It was it Matt Damon that said when he had to gain 30 pounds in like a month or something like that for some movie that he said it was fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Said because it was your responsibility at 11 o'clock at night to order a pizza.
Oh, I love that. That's like the dream life.
Yeah, but I mean, if you go from being in shape to that, then it would seem like it would be miserable.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg said he had a really hard time with it because it went against everything that he does on a daily basis. And he didn't have to gain a ton of weight, but he had to stop working out and gain weight.
Right, and he's never recouped from that. He's still a fat ass.
Right.
Very Did you see true. Him in Father Stew?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Father Stew.
Fat piece of shit. He's disgusting.
That's not nice.
Mark Wahlberg in real life is a fat piece of shit. Rob. Okay. I got eyes. I can see. The man is disgustingly, he's obesity. He's morbid obesity.
He is obesity.
That's what everybody's saying online.
He is obesity.
He's so obesity, it's sad. Somebody needs to get him and Zach Efswan together and take them into fat camp. They still have fat camps?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I bet they don't call them fat camps anymore.
I bet you they do not.
They can't.
Can you imagine the size of the tents at a fat camp?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh, bro.
Look like a revival going on out there.
You are dumb.
Oh, my God.
What is that? A revival and a circus at the same time? Revival circus?
Oh, man.
Alexis, do you get the revival reference?
Nope.
Okay. It's a church thing.
Do y'all do the revival?
I don't even know what that
is. No, they're not going to go outside. Jehovah's Witness. They won't even let people look inside.
It's always outside?
Yeah. Well, no, not always, but they always, you know, and there are a bunch of them that are under tents and stuff, especially in movies and old movies that you see, big old ass tents. Mm-hmm. Well, they'll actually call them a tent revival if they're going to be outside, yeah.
But what's the point of doing church outside? Like, what is the point of that?
Because with a revival, a lot of times it's a traveling revival, a traveling ministry, and they'll go somewhere and set up their temporary.
Like on Ozarks.
Yeah. Right. See, in case y'all haven't heard, Alexis gets to watch more than one Ozark. She gets two of them.
Yeah.
She gets two of them.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Yes. Yes. And Cubby's lost, we're talking about Rob losing weight. Cubby's and lost, what is the official number on the scale? Shit ton?
Yeah. So a lot of people have asked, watching on YouTube, people have asked if Cubby could get on a camera or something so they could.
Does he want to switch with me?
Well, I can point my phone at him for a little bit if people want to see him real quick.
You can just switch with me.
Go stand in there. So
no, hold on. I can move my phone to him.
Oh, okay. Mm. Whatever.
Hold on.
Do you mind doing that, Cubby? No. Do you mind being a sideshow here?
Yeah, put on the spot.
Yeah.
Well, people were just so happy.
Show us your body.
Let's see you.
People were really happy for
him. Fashion show at lunch.
No, stand up. Yeah. Oh, you didn't want to stand up? Is it still difficult?
Yeah. Okay, Cubby.
His bursitis is acting
up. Give him them angles, boy.
Mm-hmm. It looks good, man.
Bloop.
That's a hell of an accomplishment. You should be very proud of yourself.
Yeah. Well. Some people say he's lying.
Lying about what?
About everything.
Oh.
Rob, do we have an extra microphone or something we can get to Cubby?
We used to. I don't know where I went to.
He seemed accusatory, like you lost it.
We used to. You lost it or destroyed it.
I didn't take it anywhere.
Yeah, we still do.
Yeah, I don't know where it went, to be honest. Because we used to have one for Riggins we can review, like on his guitar, and I don't know where it went.
Could it be in that box in there?
I mean,
it would be nice to be able to talk to Cubby.
Cubby can switch with me. I'll go switch with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's not sick no more. He can walk around there.
He can walk over here.
Let's just talk about it for another 15 minutes. then we'll be done with the show.
Megan said that we do have another microphone, but it's got feces all over it.
Ew.
Why would it have feces all over it?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my lashes look good on camera today.
Your lashes?
Yeah, I like that.
We were really talking about Cubby, trying to get him on.
I know, but I just looked up and I saw it.
Well, your stashes doesn't.
Oh, my God. If that wasn't an eyelash, it was a mustache hair.
That's like a chin hair?
Yeah.
You wouldn't like that?
That fell into the popcorn earlier.
No.
That'd be cute.
So you just got your lashes done yesterday. They're already falling out into popcorn that everybody's passing around?
Yeah, I guess. That's what they do.
How many do you usually lose in the first day?
Probably like 10.
Huh.
Yeah. They're individual.
That's normal?
Yeah, it's normal because there's like 3 lashes glued to my 1 individual lash.
Mm-hmm. And how many do you lose before, like when you go get them redone, how many have fallen out by then?
About 20 to 25 to 30.
Percent?
No, like lashes. The first day is always like the most because they just come off if they're loose or whatever. Then the glue gets hard within 24 hours, and then they stay pretty much.
Okay.
It's not horrible.
Uh-huh. Sounds like a delight.
It's great.
Yeah. Mm. Not disgusting at all.
It's not disgusting.
I think I would rather have every part of my body waxed than to go in and sit or lie down and be in that tortured position of somebody messing with my eyes for that long with the instruments around my eyes and
the tape and all that.
Not being able to move.
I'm with
tape.
Yeah, they tape your eyes.
Oh my God.
Shut.
It was rough.
Yeah, Rob did it. I forgot.
Rob did it. It was so bad.
I was so nervous for Rob. I kept coming around. I'm like, are you okay? Do you need something? I was like, do you need to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I don't know how she fell asleep. I don't know how.
Fell asleep yesterday.
And they tape your eyes closed or open?
Closed.
Yeah.
Imagine.
You know.
You have to watch this. Now.
I assume that's how it was.
Can you imagine your
eyes?
You
can't even blink.
That's one of the things when I'm watching these serial killer movies and shows and all. If they ever show a victim that's tied down to a table with their eyes taped open.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm gonna be pulling my Snuggie up in front of my face until I hear that the scene has changed. Holy if Jody's not there to say, okay, safe now.
Yeah.
I can't watch that. Mm-mm.
And then when you are laying down, like, there's lights that are coming. So you have to open your eyes and look up so that they can put the tape underneath. And with the light shining in your eye and you trying to keep it open, it's torture. It's
like trying to take a picture facing the sun.
Yeah. You're like, I'm like, I
hate that. I'm still surprised, though, that TJ was able to get LASIK done.
Yeah, me too.
Did they put you down for that?
Put you down?
Well, no.
I mean, I put you down. Because
I'm still here.
Like a cocker spaniel.
You know what
like I mean. A horse.
No.
I had to put him down.
Did they put you to sleep?
Did they put you asleep?
No, but it was close. I was close to being fully asleep. Yeah. But they that propofol they gave me Wednesday for my colonoscopy, that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so what do they give you when you get LASIK?
It's like a, I don't know. I think they gave me like a heavy duty Xanax.
It's like a yeah. So you're still awake.
Yeah, you never go completely out. You're just very relaxed and able to do it. Yeah.
I don't remember it though.
Do you
I
feel
just remember waking up
eyes?
With my pants and my ankles.
Ew.
My butt was sore.
Ew. That's how you my woke God. Up the other day.
My eyes were taped open.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't put you out when they do LASIK. Yeah. They just
but you feel pressure in your eyes while the laser.
Yeah, you feel things. You feel weird stuff, but you don't.
Do you see the laser coming into your eye?
Yeah, you're very relaxed and just, you know, calm.
Yeah, I didn't want to know any of that. I didn't want to see or feel any of that. So they may have given me a little extra.
It looks like they give you Valium.
Yeah. And they put your eye in that thing to like keep it open, right?
Yeah, let's stop talking about it.
He's done it.
Please,
he's been there.
Hey, I really can't take it.
That's such a weird thing for you to be creeped out by.
I know.
The weirdest thing about doing LASIK, though, is like when they said, you've got to be back here tomorrow morning at 7 or something. Like, what?
Hmm. Oh, you got to be back the next day?
The next morning to be checked, yeah. And it had to be, I did it on a Friday, so I had to be back on a Saturday morning. I think I had to be there, seriously, 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, very early, something like that. But man, and all you do is go home and take the rest of the drugs they give you and pass out. You sleep. It's great sleep.
I still can't. And I know I told them not to give me any details because I'm squeamish, but I still, and that was 10 years ago, I guess, as I had it done. I don't know why they had to empty my prostate when I got there in order to do my LASIK surgery. I just don't get it.
But at least they did it for you.
Yeah. I mean, here I am going, hey, what's the bucket for?
Ew.
Oh, my God.
This is a regular, like a farmer's pail.
Like slop, where they carry slop.
Like a, you know, a small three-legged stool. Just doesn't seem professional to me, but evidently he knew what he was doing. Because I can see.
Clear.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they say emptying your prostate?
Ew.
Is
emptying your prostate?
In the ass?
Is it emptying out your prostate? Or emptying your colon?
What is the prostate?
It's up in there. But it does. It holds the navel. Officers.
So you can
the naval.
We've got to
ship.
We've got to find a way to get Cubby on camera because Cubby's over here going. Is it? It's like a, you know. I don't even know what that means. I'm not sure what that is.
It's like it was up there. It's the thing that
it's in your butt.
The organ that helps you.
Helps you.
Yeah,
the organ helps you
to
do it.
But an empty prostate is a healthy prostate.
I know you've always said that, but I didn't never know what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Maybe that's why it was just an overall health thing that they wanted to make sure that it was emptied properly.
I think it was TJ's brother Todd that told me that one time that said if any man has prostate cancer, it's his wife's fault.
Yep. And he's a doctor.
And he's a doctor.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just felt so refreshed after my colonoscopy the other day. I don't mind the clean out process. I wish I could do that once a month, but in a lot easier way because I had to take 24 pills. because they've got these pills now you take to clean yourself out instead of doing the liquid, the chalky liquid stuff. And so it's the first dose, because they said you just do two doses of pills. And I went and picked it up at the pharmacy, and it's a box. I was going, well, that's a big box for two pills. But you open it up, and there's a 16-ounce measuring cup.
What?
And then 24 pills. And you take the first round at 5 p.m., and you take a pill, wait 2 minutes, take the next one, wait 2 minutes. So it's, it, it's all of
timed
them.
Out to release, yeah.
And then drink that water. 30 minutes later, or an hour later, drink another 16 ounces of water. And then at 9, you take the next round of 12 pills. And yeah.
Holy
cow. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
I'd rather have the drink.
Literally pain. Yeah, I think I am too. Well, and that's the thing. So my doctor came in, and I woke up as he was telling Jody what, you know, what all went on. Of course, then she was getting all hot and bothered.
Ew.
Just got to get my man home. She's like, whoo.
Oh, my God. I'm blushing.
Thank you, Doc, but I got to get this man to the house.
He said he's a little bit inflamed, but I think that's because of the pills. I don't think I'm going to prescribe those anymore. I think I'm going to go back to the liquid. I'm like, well, good. I'm glad I could be the guinea pig.
You were tough subject. Yeah. I've been thinking about it for a while. Not stopping that because you're inflamed.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Your insides were inflamed.
Yeah, mine was the drink.
Yeah.
Were you inflamed?
I was not inflamed.
Oh.
Because if I would have had the drink, I would have just mixed some rum chata with it or something.
Yeah, something fun.
Put some ice cream in it.
Liven it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So once you start taking that medication, you can't eat anymore, right?
No, you can't eat anything leading up to the whole day before you go in for the procedure.
Ow.
Yeah. That's the worst part to Alexis.
Yeah, that is the worst part.
That's one whole day.
But you do have a little extra bounce in your step. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
How long do they give you to empty yourself out?
Well, from 5 o'clock in the evening until, I think, the procedure started at 7:30 the next morning.
That's all it took?
Yeah. And when it hit, it hit.
Oh, it's like that?
Because one of the things said stomach cramps and vomiting, like after you first take it, are normal and are temporary. Well, I hope vomiting is temporary. Yeah. I hope that's not something I got to deal with the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's not fun.
But I didn't do that. Yeah. But it started, you know, after the first round of pills, it started cramping and I had a little bit of pain. But it didn't take long before I knew there can't be much left.
I need those pills.
That's what I'm saying. If I could do that once a month.
Why can you get some of
like
those?
If you could just take one pill and that happens, you just block out that many hours for it, like on a Friday or something.
It's pill Friday. Yeah. I gotta go home.
Oh, I would love that.
Can't go anywhere from noon until 6. I'm locked into the house here.
And felt so light.
And you sit and think about the brilliance of the people who figured out, if we take a combination of this and this, and this and this, and we put it all together, it will cause, you know, someone to empty their intestines and all that. Yeah. How do they know that? How do they know that it's going to do that?
But when they go pitch it, they're like, well, we got good news and bad news. Good news is that it works. Bad news, you got to take 24.
You know, somebody had to be the guinea pig where they're trying to figure out how many is too many. So somewhere along the line, they're like, it's 28 pills. And this guy comes in, he's like nearly dead. Okay, let's back it down to 24 and see if that works better.
Yeah, I mean, you got so much respect for that. I mean, how do you even know where to start? How do you even know what combinations of this or that will cause you to have diarrhea or whatever you want to call it?
What makes you shit your pants, Terry? Yeah.
Like sodium sulfite, this and that. I mean, come on. That's some brilliant stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
And now everybody wants, if you could get that over the counter.
Oh, I would be first in line.
Women would be lined up.
First in line.
Yeah.
Give me a subscription. Just send it to my house.
Like if you could give women a pill to take once a month and it was gonna put them for, I don't know, however many hours, say 12 hours of nonstop going to the bathroom, they would be fighting for, they'd be trying to get them, you know, on the corner, you know, buying them illegally and stuff. Because, I mean, women want to poop.
That's all we want to do.
Women want to poop.
That's it.
I love it.
My little friend Jenny was so jealous that I had those pills. Yet, they ridicule us for it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
What do you mean?
Well, like my wife, even telling me, hey, look, even when I'm not home and you take a dump, leave the fan on in the bathroom. Because I might be coming home before the smell's gone.
I just like how beautifully she crafts that message. Jody's wife saying, when you take a dump.
She'll even say that. Did you poo?
Oh, God.
Oh, bother.
Nope. Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Cubby just said that for the first time ever, he's got loose skin and he loves it. It's because he's lost weight.
Nice. I had to show my cousin Tanya. Thanks.
Do you just like sit around and play with it? Because you got something. Oh, look at this! I've never had.
I can't tell I've lost weight or anything, especially in my face. But when I get out of the shower, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have lost weight there.
In your,
you know, besides,
I mean, I can show you. On my stomach.
Oh my God, I've lost weight down there. Well, that's good.
It's amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Only a lot more to go.
Ace has his camera on him, Rob.
Oh.
Yeah.
Todd sent me a message.
Well.
Hey, Todd.
Tell Todd mind his business.
Tell Todd to watch what he's doing.
Man. I look hideous. Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, you're right, is what he's saying.
I didn't mean you, Cubby. I meant the shot is not good.
Oh,
I didn't
do it. Ace has a way of bringing people down.
No, I didn't mean you didn't look good. I mean the shot is never good. It's not going to be a good angle for a shot.
It is not. It is not good. Earlier on the regular old show, Riggins was asking what people do, you know, because of the insecurities that you may have, like, do you always have to take a roll of paper towels with you to mop up the sweat from your underarms before you go into a store or whatever? I think this is a fella named Kelly. He said he puts deodorant on his inner thighs when going to a theme park or water park to prevent chub rub.
Oh, yeah, no.
What's a chub rub?
You got a chub rub.
Chub rub.
I'm sure that is a problem I do not have to worry about in my life, it sounds like.
Is that inner thighs? Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, that's just,
yeah.
But they make stuff just for that. Uh-huh. Gold Bond makes that.
Yeah. But I'm just wondering, like, how many people, though, when they're using the term deodorant, do they mean antiperspirant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, and especially with Southern people, we always call everything deodorant. Yeah. When, you know, deodorant covers up smell, but still allows you to sweat. Antiperspirant stops the sweating, prevents sweating. I think that would be uncomfortable.
What?
To have, like, if you took a stick of antiperspirant and rubbed it on your inner thighs, that would be uncomfortable.
Maybe.
But that Gold Bond spray.
Yeah, it's life-changing.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think it actually is made with 24-karat gold, as expensive as it is.
Hell yeah.
I mean, a can of that stuff is about $12, isn't it?
Yeah, it was expensive.
Yeah.
Got it for Disney World 1 year.
Yeah.
It's a lifesaver for you, though, wasn't it?
Hell yeah. It's clutch.
Do you spray only from the front, or do you go and spray in the back, too, when you're
using
it?
All around.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Wait. Right. What? How do you do it?
I'm not going to do it on camera, but you get the idea. Everywhere.
I just had to.
I had one of the cast members come assist me at the resort.
Yeah. Goofy shows up at 7.
Gosh.
Oh. Yeah. You got to do it, though. It gets hot, and then you're looking for a place to eat, and then TJ says, let's go to this pizza place in Epcot, and then you get to the pizza place, and it's like a two-hour wait, and he says, well, let's go to another theme park and we'll go find a restaurant. Shit. It's like, oh, my God. It's 8 miles to go to lunch.
Yeah. And then the time we went to Epcot, it just said, we'll find a spot at Epcot, and we realized we walked all the way around the world at Epcot, literally around the world, and couldn't find a restaurant.
You
really don't want to eat. I mean,
you can find a restaurant, but the wait was always over like an hour and a half to get in because we had no reservations. We were just showing up. And I think
if you go to Disney World, you got to make, if you want restaurants to eat at, you got to make reservations months in advance.
Yeah. So we just drank.
Yeah. And you can't bring outside food in, right? Snacks and stuff to Disney?
I don't think so.
Because I would have all the
Because
snacks.
You would have to bring them from home. Because everything at Disney World is all of their stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't buy gum on Disney property. They don't even sell it. And the only mints that you can buy are Disney mints that are not good.
And there's they don't freshen anything.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, so if you find a sports bar, that's like the oasis. You're like, oh, shit. And you lock that down and you just go back because you know what a sports bar is. Cold beer, okay food, air conditioning.
I don't remember what, like, the food part of it, because we stayed at a resort both times that I went. Like, one of the resorts on there, one of the themed places.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember the food.
We usually stayed at All-Star. Was the All-Star Resorts. It was one of the ones we stayed at, movies or music or whatever, because it's all kind of the same thing.
Which on the rating scale is below 1 star.
And I assure you.
They took all the stars and then threw them away.
No stars.
You will not find stars there.
Negative stars.
Well, you know what? What's weird is when we used to have the Grin Kids trip, that hotel was the motel, essentially, is what it is, was the best suited for our.
Yeah.
For the families.
That was a motel?
Yeah, it's kind of because the way it was laid out, it was the best suited. Because we stayed at a nicer place 1 year, and it was just harder for them to get around because it's not, that place is more open. It makes it easier for wheelchairs and all that kind of stuff to get around.
Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm not in a wheelchair. Take me to the Dolphin.
I want to go to the nice place. Why am I at the motel?
To the Polynesian.
they're nicer than your average motel that you would stop and stay in.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what I stayed at.
I think I stayed at, 1 year with my family, we stayed at Animal Kingdom. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And then the other time we went with the family, we stayed at the Dolphin.
Will you hand this to Alexis? That's what the sheets feel like at the All-Star.
Comfy.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Okay, look, this is really exciting. Stocking stuffers are, you know, when you want to get creative with things and you don't want to spend a ton of money, you got the stocking stuffers, and people love, I know in our family, opening what's all in the stockings is just as exciting as the regular gifts. Well, Manscaped has a lot of the perfect stocking stuffers for the man in your life, or the men's in your life. You know, from their shampoos and body washes, deodorant for upstairs and downstairs, gels, exfoliants, everything you need for your male hygiene. Plus those Manscaped boxers that are so soft and luxurious, be a great stocking stuffer. The Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer, that's great. The Shears 2.0, their full kit for the nail care. It's got scissors, clippers, tweezers, and a file for the traveling man. And when I say file, I don't mean like a computer file or a file as in a vanilla folder in a cabinet, not like that. And they have a new cologne that would be great. Breezy woodsy. That's how it's described. It's a breezy woodsy feel. Who wouldn't love that? And then the body buffer that Tech D Rob has gotten uncomfortably accustomed to.
He's buffing all day.
Yeah, I mean, he's body buffing all over. It's great. And then, of course, the Lawnmower 4.0 would be the number one stocking stuffer, but that actually, I think, would just be a regular gift, a big gift. Okay? So you can get all of that, and you can get 20% off your entire order plus free shipping, which is a big deal now, the free shipping, at manscaped.com with the promo code ACETJ. Manscaped.com, promo code ACETJ for 20% off and free shipping. Man, I would trip out. But then again, I've already got all the Manscaped stuff because I know people.
Okay, flex.
Uh-huh. Yep. I know some people. Yep.
Manscaped flex, baby.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Do you buff?
Yes.
That body buffer's pretty cool. It is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just have to be careful not to use it too long. Not meaning for a, you know, stretched out over a period of months or years. I mean, like, too long at a time.
At the moment.
At each session.
You like Rob does. Raw?
No, you just end up spending your whole day in there.
Like
Rob does.
Still buffing.
Yeah, I'm buffing.
Leave me alone, I'm buffing.
Leave me alone, Meredith, I'm buffing.
I ain't doing nothing wrong. I'm just getting myself so clean.
Buffing.
So I'm going to be the cleanest I've ever been when I get out of here.
Leave me alone. I'm just body buffing. What's wrong with that?
Got to go buff the body.
Hey, I'm buffing.
Are you coming home tonight? No? Well, then I guess I'll just be in there buffing the body.
I imagine one of those electrical buffers. You just have it
like
on your
car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simonized.
Buffed and waxed.
They used to make, I don't know whether they still do, you could probably look it up on the Google and see, but they used to make a thing that was, it looked like a grinder, sander thing that you would use, you know, in a shop or on your car or whatever, but it was for personal use to get rid of, like, it basically just sanded off your leg hair or body hair, wherever you wanted to use it.
To shave it off?
Not shave it. Just
yeah,
just
but
grind
it
off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's painful. Why would anybody do that?
They said it was, you know, of course, they sold it as being smoother than any other way to you know, whatever, and painless.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's always a painless thing.
I just have a feeling, based on what he's told us, that Riggins has something similar but has a different purpose behind it.
Ew.
You end up throwing your nay-nay over your shoulder with that thing. I buffed too much.
I buffed it too much.
It's the shower wall.
Yeah, they may not make that thing anymore.
Yeah, oh, wait,
here it is. Here it is.
Maybe use it on your feet.
It's easy. Just grind the hair away.
Yeah, grind it off of your body.
Yeah, this is a...
Until your skin is raw.
Grind your way to a smooth body.
This is a Con Air version of it.
Nicolas Cage?
See?
What is it called? Is it called a body grinder?
Con Air UB1R Ultimate Hair Remover.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why just?
And then you can switch out the. It's this pretty much the same thing. You switch out the grit of the disc that goes onto it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Baby Bliss, Simply Smooth. Let's get one.
Use it on your most intimate of areas.
Yeah.
See how that goes for you.
Mm. Grind it away.
Ace, what would you consider your most intimate of areas? Have we had this discussion before? I think we have. The most intimate of areas would be in the butt, right?
Yeah, I would think.
No. Your butt?
Yeah, that's the most intimate of areas.
Not your other things?
Your
danglies?
Your little ghoulies?
Your trigging berries.
Your little berries?
Yeah, Baby Bliss, Simply Smooth.
Let's not put babies in this conversation.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what that is.
Are they saying it's like smooth as a baby's skin after you've used their product?
Yeah.
The hair remover?
This is like they have the reviews. It was really good my first time using anything like this. It's much better than razors. All of the reviews are great. No pain, ultra smooth skin.
Okay.
Look at that. Let's get one.
Let's do it.
Let's all grind each other to a smooth, supple. Like, we'll just come out of here looking like hairless cats.
That's great team building.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be sick that day.
Yeah, no thank you.
Oh, we're grinding on you, Rob.
Yep. Yeah. We're all grinding on you.
We don't see nothing. We're gonna bump, too.
This is something you're going to have to handle with.
We're going to tie you down, tie your eyes open. Take your eyes
you're
open.
You're going to tie my eyes open?
Grind your eyebrows off. We're going to order four of them so we can all grind on you at one time.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
I'm going to be hairless.
Merry Christmas.
Tie your eyes open.
Cubby, would you do that? Not without paying a professional to do it. Like, come in here and grind on me. Seems like that would give like rub you raw.
Someone just messaged on YouTube and they said, yes, your legs were smoother after all the scabs fell off. That's disgusting.
That's the way they make it sound, though. Like it's gonna it'll get the hair off, but once your skin heals up, you'll look great.
I'm really raw right now.
I'm raw.
Just got legs full of scabs.
But for those 10 days until those legs de-scab or whatever.
That's gross.
Grind your follicles off.
That sounds like something somebody would say in a commercial. Just get in there and grind your follicles off.
Labor Day sale. It's gonna grind your follicles off.
Gas it till the world blows up.
Yeah. Rob, would you wax?
I don't know that I would.
Yeah.
Not eloquent, even.
Yeah. Or poetic.
I think I've done it on my unibrow before.
Okay.
I don't remember 100%. I went to a salon and I think that it was a long time ago.
If they put you under then you weren't in the right place. You're lucky to be alive.
It's been a while. And I got a bad
get
memory.
Your eyebrows waxed and then they put you to sleep.
I don't remember anything.
Sedation waxing.
I blocked it out.
No thanks.
But I think I did it a long time ago.
Yeah. I don't even think that counts, eyebrows.
No, it's like
as waxing, because I mean that doesn't hurt that much. It's not that, but you get other parts of the body waxed. I think that's when it really counts as waxing.
Yeah,
like when I had that one side of the back of my neck done.
Yeah. Part of me thinks you were just being a little dramatic.
You think?
Yeah,
maybe. I think the back of the neck is pretty sensitive, though. Mm-hmm.
It seems like it would hurt.
I've gotten the nose done. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right. Which you think would be like the worst thing ever? Mm-hmm. It's nothing.
No. I wouldn't think the nose would be bad, but the back of your neck,
that was bad.
Oh, I'm good with pain. I can take a lot of pain and not complain about it. Actually, I can take a lot of pain and find pleasure in it. You know, but that waxing the back of my neck was probably, Other than a major football injury that I had. That's the worst pain I've ever been in.
Really? It was bad enough. He left there, called me immediately. He goes, hey, remember today when I said I was going to do that thing on the back? He goes, don't do that. He says, this is the worst pain I've ever felt in my life.
Wow. She gets it done all the time.
Yeah, in summertime.
They wax the back of your neck?
No.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but we're talking about waxing.
I think getting your butthole.
Yeah.
Sounds like way worse than the back of your neck. Sorry.
It is. Bikini wax hurts a lot more than the back of your neck would, I promise you.
Have you had the back of your neck done?
No, but I'll do it just to prove
it. Now.
But you don't have a hairy back of your neck.
I got a little bit of hair in the back of my neck, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, now pull it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now pull some of it out.
I did pull some of it out. Look.
Okay. It may be different.
Maybe your hair's thicker.
Yeah, I mean, I do. And that was the reason I wanted it waxed to begin with, because the back of my neck hair grows out way before it was time to get another haircut. So I was trying to delay that. And she said, well, I can, but it's going to hurt. And that's why there was only one side done. I couldn't take it on the other side.
Dang.
Was it one strip or more than one?
It was two,
yeah.
I think. But
and how badly were you dreading the second one after the first one?
I'm not kidding. I was getting woozy.
You're like a Steve Carell 40-year-old virgin.
I think worse than that. My eyes were watering. I was woozy and
you're so extra.
Did you do the second one?
No, I'm really not. Yeah. I'm really not. I'm good with pain. I had shoulder surgery and I came home and didn't even use any of the pain medication hardly at all. And you can ask Jody. I'm not like a typical guy when I'm sick and, you know, all of that. But that hurt. I mean, it really did. I'm not exaggerating.
When she did the first one, did she immediately go to the second one? Like,
no.
Hit it real quick? Or
no, because she couldn't. I was. I mean, just going, oh, my God. Yeah. All the other girls in there were laughing at me.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. NEOGENIX.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.